see. What is it that people sometimes think they see around a graveyard?
Ghosts.
Okay. In a house that had those sort of thing in it would be a...
painted house.
Okay. You might, if you have a... if you have a choice between two things, you say, I'd do this than that.
I'd rather go in a painted house than go in the graveyard.
Okay.
I would.
You would?
Yeah, I ain't gonna go rambling on no graveyard.
Well, I don't think I'd want to go around at night. I don't know, in the morning wouldn't be so bad.
Well, I'm not going at night, period. Not around a graveyard. In effect, I'd rather not be in that painted house if I, you know.
I don't think I'd care to be either place.
Because people like to play jokes on you, you know. If they know you're scary and going to go in this house, they get in there somewhere to hide, you know.
Yeah.
And that's scared the life out of you.
That's true. What do you say to a friend, a real good friend that you haven't seen in a long time? What do you say when you see?
Oh. What's happening, man?
Okay. Say somebody else.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Yeah. Okay.
Long time no see.
Say somebody owns 500 acres of land. You'd say that'd be a land.
That'd be a lot of land.
Okay.
A large farm.
Okay. Would you ever say a right smart land?
Yeah.
How would you?
No, I think no. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Now the older heads might would use that term.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Right smart land.
Yeah. Would they use right smart any other way or?
Right smart land. I don't know. I don't know, but I mean, I wouldn't, the younger folks would say, that's a large farm or a lot of land.
Yeah. Okay. And somebody might ask you if you could, they might say, can you really do that? And you'd say, I can.
I sure can.
Okay. And say there was somebody who was older, or maybe you worked for them or something like that, and you wanted to be polite.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of just saying yes or no, you might say
yes sir.
Okay.
Or yes ma'am.
Okay.
Or no sir.
If somebody...
Now you take like that word, yes sir and yes ma'am.
Yeah.
You know, the way we use that word, I noticed this. Now we says it together, like yes sir,
huh?
But it shouldn't be yes, like we use it, it should be yes sir.
Oh, I see. That's kind of hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah, yes sir, no ma'am, but it's supposed to be no ma'am, you know?
Yeah.
But we say yes ma'am and no ma'am and yes sir and no sir.
That's interesting. If somebody just intensely disliked to go somewhere, you say he hated that place.
He sure did hate that place.
Okay. And say this was winter and say it ever got cold down here, you might say, well, it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was
It was real cold.
Okay. Let's see. If somebody's leaving after a visit, you might say, come back.
Goodbye, come back, come back, goodbye.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What would you say to somebody that you'd meet about December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Okay, anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. Have you ever heard other people say anything else besides Merry Christmas?
No,
Okay. What would... what would you say to somebody about January 1st?
Oh, Happy New Year.
Okay.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Okay.
And
if, what would you say to somebody by way of appreciation besides thank you? You might say, golly, thank you, I'm much
obliged.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, you might say, well, I gotta go downtown to do some
shopping.
Okay. And if you made a purchase, then the storekeeper probably took a piece of paper and he
gave you a receipt.